This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not. Over to you, Bobby.
Oh, PFF has made an enemy out of George Pickens.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's about to be just like me. He's going to be going on a crusade against PFF. More on that here in just a second. First, Below the Belt is sponsored by D&M Leasing. Check them out at dmautoleasing.com. So we've heard the line recently. It's not 1A, 1B. These are two ones, baby. We're equal. We're equal alphas here.
I mean, let's hear from CeeDee Lamb. Ross, this is Cut 7. This was CeeDee with Bobby getting this audio the other day out at OTAs talking about having two ones.
We can compliment each other. If he's tired, I can guarantee you I'm not. You know, so just being his backbone and being here for him and letting him know that he got some help on the other side for sure, that's a dog and that's willing to win, and I'm going to do everything in my power to do that. As we all know, the show don't stop for sure.
I can guarantee I won't be tired if
so.
He is.
What he was getting at, I think, was the idea of like, if he's getting beat up and abused, that means I'm free on the other side.
Okay.
So if he's tired, I can pick him up. If I'm getting worn down, if I'm getting a bunch of attention, he's freed up. So now there is, I did have it suggested, and this was an interesting thought. I was talking to one of the reporters out there on Tuesday, and I was saying like, so how do you think this is gonna play out here? The passing offense, because you guys were saying the other day you think the passing offense is gonna be really good this year.
Top 10 in points.
So their thought is, or their concern right now is, what if they just say you need to prove you can run the ball? And so what we're going to do is we're going to like dedicate both safeties, safety help over the top to both of you. Pickens and Lamb are both getting double teamed, and you guys need to run the football. And let's see if you can do it, because you haven't been able to even run against light boxes the last year or two. And that they think that this is going to basically be a challenge to the run game. And until they show they can run the ball, passing game's not going to get going at all. Which I don't think is that. I think you could see teams take that approach and say, we'll take it away.
Well, then the Great Wall needs to take
over. Great Wall. And that's it.
Great Wall 3.0?
Great Wall 3. Yeah, it could be 4.0. I mean, if you want to go back to the 90s.
Yeah, I was counting the 90s.
Yeah, and then 07, 08, 09.
Oh, hang on a sec. What was that? Young Ross again giving us the history lesson. Tell us.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, just so the 90s. What did you consider like the 70s? Was that like, quote unquote, like a Great Wall of Dallas? Because I know they consider the 90s to be.
They had, I mean, the 70s offensive line was good.
Yeah. But it wasn't a great wall.
Yeah, but they were the doomsday defense. That's what their calling card
this
was.
This is so opposite with Peyton. I know what happened last decade.
Oh, 07's too early for Peyton.
Ross is giving us the 70s.
Man, just for fun, I used to go and watch those like NFL films they put together for like the Super Bowl champions, and the Great Wall of Dallas was one of them. And I love that. That's right. So fun to me.
Yeah, I mean, and they were fantastic there. So yeah, it's a 4.0. Is that what we're up to now?
Because I think the
soon to be Great Wall 5.0.
The Leonard Davis, Kozier, Colombo. Gerard, Flozell. I mean, that was a really good unit. Really good unit.
But I'm keeping it on
3.0.
I was going to say, I think of two eras of dominance. Yeah. I think of that group with Tyron, Zach, and Frederick. And then the other one would be the one from the 90s.
Yeah.
That's the one that I think of. By the way, there was a note from, I got to see if I can find this again. Duke Manyweather pointed out that the last time the Cowboys had a starting right tackle who wasn't an undrafted free agent was Doug Free.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Like, and that's wild to think about.
Yeah. I thought the Cowboys were actually going to be better in these statistics when I'm looking at their run game last year. They were 6th worst in the league. And I thought because of Rico, maybe Rico's surprise clouded my memory and said, oh, they were mid-pack. If you get that, that's all you got to do is find another Rico. But just in terms of total yards, they were 6th worst in the league, averaging 4 carry.
Well, yeah, and they were really bad for like the first 2/3 of the year. It wasn't until Dak went down that like the running game had started clicking a little bit. Cause I mean, they had
no threat to pass, no disrespect to Cooper.
But by the way, since I mean,
Cooper.
I remember when 4 yards a carry was like, hey, that's a really good running attack.
Yep.
And now 4 yards a carry is, what'd you say, bottom 6?
Yeah.
So the 6 highest rushing performances from the Cowboys last year, it started with the Atlanta game when Dak got hurt. So the 6 highest performances they had last year all came in the second half of the season.
Now, you got Lamar in this, but the team leader in yards per carry last year was Baltimore 5.8.
Oh, God.
And then Arizona 5.3, Tampa 5.3.
Okay. Oh, Arizona, you say, with Clayton Adams, who's now installing his run game concepts here in Dallas. Maybe that'll take hold a little bit. And they'll need it to take hold because apparently their wide receiver duo is not very good, according to Pro Football Focus. Not that it's
with
not
Marvin,
very good. It's not,
Jack it's, Marvin Harrison?
It's not that it's not very good. No, Dallas here. Oh. I'm saying they're going to need to lean on their running game a little bit. So PFF came out with their wide receiver rankings. These are the top 32 ahead of the 2025 season, which 32 teams. In theory, if you want to stretch it to every team has a number one receiver, so in theory there's 32 ones, or there should be roughly 32 ones out there. The Dallas Cowboys show up on this list. Where do you think CeeDee Lamb came down on the list of the best receivers in the NFL?
4th.
Nope, outside the top 5.
6th.
Yep, 6. Got it. Number 1 is AJ Brown from the Eagles. In fact, they separated into tier 1 and tier 2.
Good Lord.
Tier 1 is AJ Brown, Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase. That's Justin, the tier 1 group.
Well, AJ Brown doesn't belong up there in my opinion. Good receiver, but yeah, there's really a good. He's on a lower tier than those guys.
Tier 2, yep. Just ahead of CeeDee Lamb. Amon-Ra St. Brown. Which I would take CD over Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Same.
Any day of the week.
Yep.
And I would also take CD over number 5 on this list, Puka Nacua from the Rams. Puka Nacua is a really good player. He's not CD. CD to me is one of the guys who, like, he's not there right now. There will be a time in his career, I think, where we'll be talking about CD Lamb's the best receiver in football. Like, I think that he's got that capacity, and he's going to be pretty consistently a top 5 guy, in my opinion. Yeah. But when you go down this list and you start looking past there, and I go, all right, where's George Pickens showing up in the remaining top 32? He does not make an appearance. In fact, if you're to take this list from PFF, PFF would say, not only do the Cowboys have, which I've seen some fans ask the question, is this the best receiver duo in the NFL? Not only do they not have the best in the NFL, they don't have the second best, even in the NFC East. According to this list, they say Philadelphia and Washington's receiver duo is better with Deebo Samuel and Terry McLaurin. I don't think the Deebo Samuel we know today, I don't know that I take him over George Pickens.
Well, this is a total opposite stylistic fight with flash in Dallas and just solid floor in Washington. You know Terry McLaurin, right? He's not going to wow you and splash you a ton. Deebo Samuel, versatile, a lot of running game stuff. So you got style versus substance with those two. But I would take CD and Pickens right now.
Over Washington.
Yes. And I would take CD and Pickens over Philadelphia's.
I don't know that I disagree. It's just so to me, CD's better than AJ Brown and Devontae Smith. I kind of wonder sometimes if maybe I underrate Devontae Smith.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I do know that he's a threat. Every time you watch him on tape, you're like, man, he's really good. But I also just feel like...
I've been a little underwhelmed.
He's a little anonymous, I feel like, at times. Like, I feel like he fits into... When I think of...
68 for 833 and 8 last year. Season.
I think of Calvin Ridley when I think of a guy like Devontae Smith. So, like, I think of that type of a player.
Yeah. CBS did the top 10 wide receiver duos. They had Jacksonville at 10 with Travis Hunter and Brian Thomas Jr.,
Brian Thomas Jr. was the 15th receiver on this list from PFF.
He balled out.
Tampa was 9. Washington was 8. Miami was 7 with Waddle and Tyreek.
Yeah, Tyreek's getting forgot about a little bit.
The Rams are at 6 with Puka and Devontae. That's pretty stout.
Well, I'm
down on Devontae.
Yeah, he's Devontae getting old. Questions.
Detroit is 5 with Amon-Ra and Jameson Williams. Jameson Williams had 58 catches for 1,000 yards.
Yeah, he's explosive.
Then the Cowboys at 4.
Yep.
And then you had Minnesota with Jefferson and Addison. Then you had Cincinnati, Chase and Higgins, obviously, and then Philadelphia 1.
Boy, I think I've made up in my mind I've got a crusade this year against T. Higgins. I'm tired of him being forced down my throat as, like, awesome. He's fine. But, like, T. Higgins to me, okay, great. You have Jake Reed. Awesome. It's not Chris Carter or Randy Moss. He's a good player. But to me, it's also like you can – if Jamar Chase is taken out of the game –
T. Higgins is Reed?
Yeah. I mean, I'm being –
He's more
– I'm exaggerating. Pretty, I'm exaggerating.
He's
but,
pretty Chris Carter-y.
No, I disagree. T. Higgins is a guy
– I know. He's played better because Chris kind of was – Buns.
All he does is catch touchdowns.
Yeah, not interested.
That's all that he does.
I'm interested in moving the sticks, baby. What do you do for me between the 20s?
What?
I mean, if you're talking about what T. Higgins has done, these have been his totals.
Lou Holtz says, right? You win games with first downs, not touchdowns.
When you look at where T. Higgins has been, and you got to remember.
Lou Holtz says a lot of things.
You've got T. Higgins who's been playing opposite Chase and with Burrow, right? Like, I mean, that should be easy money for him. When you look at his career over the course of his career, his average in 5 seasons now is he averages 919 yards receiving a season. In first 3 years for George Pickens, he averages 947. Like, right. Higgins being talked about is like, you got to pay him $30 million. It's like, no, thank you.
But I think what you're missing is it's harder to get 900 yards when you're opposite of a one who's getting 175 targets than it is when you're George Pickens and you are the one.
Yeah, but you're the one with who? Trubisky and Mason Rudolph, and it does.
Great wide receivers, if you're going to get 100-plus targets, you're going to get, like, you're going to eat.
Hold on, so you think playing with Burrow and getting single coverage as the two is easier than being the one in Pittsburgh in a run-first offense with a rotation of quarterbacks?
Not necessarily easier, but I'm saying is when the other guy on your other side is getting 175 targets.
But so the efficiency should be through the roof on Higgins then, and it's not.
My issue with Higgins is he has a terrible catch percentage. I mean, he had 110 targets last year, but he only had 70 catches. Like, that's terrible.
Can't believe we're dedicating this much time to T. Higgins.
But general, we're talking about the way the receivers stack up. But
look, when you look at targets last year, I just wanted to see who had bums throwing to him, to y'all's minor debate. Malik was 2nd. He still balled out. Drake London, not the best quarterback situation in Atlanta. Justin Jefferson burned me in fantasy. I was like, huh, his quarterback's gone. Did not matter for him. And then Garrett Wilson with Aaron Rodgers and the terrible season that they had. And then Brock Bowers. So it's interesting. The top 6 targets, except for Jamar, and Darnold was good for 3 quarters of the year, had bad quarterback situations.
What do you say if I tell...
That's just targets.
What's the stat line just off the top of your head for you that you say, if George Pickens gets that, I'm saying that's a successful season as the other one, since we can't say he's 1B or whatever.
70-plus catches. at least 8 touchdowns.
Okay. So that you're more about the catches and the touchdowns. You're not necessarily thinking volume yards. That's not
it
as much of a concern.
It could be volume. It could be a lot of different things. I don't have it set in my mind.
Okay. Like I think he's going. I think they're going to have 2,000 yard receivers this year.
B-Lo,
the belt
on the home of the Cowboys with Roberto, our Cowboys insider here on DFW Sports Station. Back to football with the Red Zone at 9:20. But we got to get back to the ice with the stunner. What are they saying in Edmonton? Some behind enemy lines with Oilers fans? Next on Sean and RJ.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.